Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Fatal Flaw of Sin, Already in Progress.
James 1, 6 and 7. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Now you see why this critter's on your shoulder. He's there to deceive you, to make you believe that the promises of God are not going to work. And so if he can get through to you, and you, if somebody comes up to you after you've prayed, and I don't know how many times I've done this in my life, I walk up and I say, well, brother, did you pray and stand on the word? Yes, sir. You believe you're healed? Yes, sir. Okay, good. Good. Great. Praise God. What are you going to do next week? I got an appointment at the doctor Thursday.
Gonna go verify.
See, you just lost it.
Yeah, that's right.
You just lost that key. You dropped that key because look what the scripture says here. The scripture says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, nothing. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man or woman think that they should receive anything from the Lord. So the doctor goes in next week and he checks the stomach and it don't work. It's terrible. But if you stayed in faith, like that little critter on your shoulder, as he's telling you this ain't going to work, if you know that you have power and authority over him and you thump him off, get away from me, Satan. I'm not believing you. I'm believing God's word. I know when my mother goes in and has that test, there's going to be absolutely nothing wrong with her stomach.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Now see, this is the kind of faith you have to develop. Then you call your mother and say, Mom, me and a Sunday school teacher this morning prayed for you and at Sunday school, and I guarantee you on God's promises, God said it, Mom, if you don't believe it, turn to Matthew 18:19 and read the promise of God. Which he said, if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask him for, it shall be done for us by our Father which is in heaven. Mom, we prayed and believed God that when you go in Thursday to have that test done, there's going to be absolutely nothing wrong with your stomach. Everything's going to be perfect in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Now see, you and that Sunday school teacher need to have that kind of faith. Because chances are if your mother, which is going to have the test, if she's got that kind of problems with her inside, she doesn't know much about the Word of God anyway. So you and the teacher better have the faith, because if you do have, then when mother says, okay, honey, thank you, I'm glad you prayed for me, because that's usually where people come from, right? And unfortunately, what happens to so many people, after they turn and walk away and hang up the phone, they say, wow, my daughter sure did sound like she was really pumped up today. She thinks Jesus might really heal me. Guess what? Your faith, and that Sunday school teacher's faith, when y'all prayed, and then when you call mother to tell her that she's healed, and you guarantee it because of the promises of God, then when mother goes in Thursday and the doctor checks her, the doctor comes back and says, ma'am, I don't understand what happened. You had bleeding ulcers before, but according to this check today, there's not a thing wrong with your stomach. Everything in your stomach is 100% perfectly well. Now see, that's the keys to the kingdom and making it work. Now this story I just told you was a true story. This really happened in my Sunday school class in a Baptist church. This girl was amazed. You know, in fact, the next Sunday, when the girl came in, when she came in, she said, I mean, shook my hand, said, Thurman, praise God, said, I want to introduce you to my mother. She brought her, and I said, oh, you're the girl's mother. I said, we prayed for you. She said, she told me y'all did. And she said, I went into the doctor to have the test run, and there was absolutely nothing wrong with me, and I'm not going to have no surgery.
Hallelujah.
I am completely healed. She said, where did you learn all this, Mr. Scrivener? I said, reading God's word.
Praise.
Now, you know, it's dangerous to read God's word. Because it can change your life and a whole bunch of other people's life. You know that? But you have to learn to live in faith. You have to learn to walk in faith. Well, out of that same class, now this Matthew 18:19 is a very wonderful verse. Is it not, Scott?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, Matthew 18:19 is a very wonderful verse. There's so many things about the kingdom that we have to learn, but if you learn them and you hide them in your heart, they'll work for you every time. You know, like, it doesn't make a difference if you prayed about a deer hunt or fishing. You know, you can go, I mean, did Jesus give us these examples about fishing? The disciples, they couldn't catch a fish, right? But he spoke to the fish and told them where to go, and he told them to throw their net over on the other side. And was there fish over there? Ooh, was there fish over there? I mean, the place was loaded with fish over there. But you know, God can do anything. The limitations of the kingdom are unlimited. I mean, just like in the same Sunday school class, after we saw this woman healed, one of the other couples come to me and said, Thurman, we have a son that's 11 years old, and we need a miracle in our house. I said, okay. She said, after church today, can you come down to see us? And she said, we would love to talk to you. I said, okay. So that afternoon, after they had lunch and I had a little bite to eat, I drove down to their house. They didn't live far from the church there in Justin. I went down there, and this little 11-year-old boy named Philip, he come walking out there, and I said, well, what do y'all need? And she said, we need a miracle. She said, Philip has got warts all over his body. I turned around and looked at this little guy sat down on the couch beside me, and he had warts on his eyelids, his eyebrows. He had warts in his nose. He had warts under his chin, all under his neck. He had 187 warts from the end of his finger here to right here on one arm. 187 of them. He had warts everywhere. I mean, there's no telling how many hundreds of warts was on that kid's body. Now, on his back of his right hand, they had burned two big rows of those scars, those warts off of his hand, and it caused two great big scars to come there, and the warts came right back in the scars. Well, the mother and daddy had no idea that their sin was what was bringing these sickness upon their son. Most people don't understand that any time you have a child in your home, especially if the child's under 16, if the child is under 16 years of age and they come down with allergies, asthmas, whatever, I mean, a hole in the heart, you name it, if that comes upon them, the problem is in the family between the mother and the father. 90% of the time, there is a problem that the mother and dad are not getting along, which causes these problems. I have seen this when God said in his word, if you don't do what I say, I will curse you and your children. People don't believe that, but that's all part of the kingdom, and the kingdom works. So anyway, I began to tell this couple, I said, well, when I saw these warts, I said, you and you have some kind of major sins in your life. When I began to check out, I said, let's just start checking and see where y'all are walking. Are y'all walking in love together? Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Do you know any families that do that? Sometimes we get along pretty good, but other times we don't get along too good. And you wonder why your kids are always sick. They're sick because of you. So anyway, I got this, as I began to go through all their life, both of them, the mother and the father, both, many had many sins. I told them, I said, you can't do this. That's why all these warts are coming up all over your son. And they said, I never heard of such a thing. I said, well, here it is right in the Word of God. I said, you want the boy healed? And they said, yes. I said, then y'all are going to have to get in a love walk. How many of y'all have ever read God says, this is the way you can tell my true children by their love one for another? You ever heard that? What do you think he meant for us to do?
Love each other.
Oh, you really think he did, huh? Love each other? How could God be so cruel to expect me to love everybody, huh? But that's what he wants, isn't it, brother? God demands it, and if we don't do that, I guarantee it'll bring sickness upon your children. So anyway, I began to find the mother's sins. I got her to repent and get rid of every sin. I found the father's sins. I got him to repent of all his sins. When we think we got everything taken care of, I said, okay, now then, that we've got all the sins taken care of, I said, now we can pray the prayer of faith for this boy. And so anyway, I told the boy, you know, we have to use the Word of God. So I said, now we've got the sin problem taken care of. Now I want you to know that if you want to have a great result in healing or getting prayers answered, it don't make any difference what you're praying for. It can be healing, it can be a job, it can be anything. But whatever you're praying for, before you pray, you need to take care of the sin issue. You got to get rid of sin. God hates sin. Y'all know that? He hates sin, and he wants you to walk in love. And for sure, for with your mate, he wants every man and every woman to walk in love with each other. And he wants them to do what he says in his word. And if they do, then he'll answer your prayer every time. But anyway, this little boy here has got hundreds of warts. Since he was three, I asked him, I said, when did these start coming up on him? He said, when he was three. When he was 3 years of age, warts started coming all over his body. I said, wow. I mean, I never seen anybody in my life with so many warts. This 11-year-old kid had hundreds and hundreds of warts all over his body, besides those two big old rows of scars where they'd burned them off and they come back in the scars. But I told him, I said, son, God is a faith God, and he expects us to get the sins taken care of, which we did. I didn't figure the little boy had any sins because he was only 11. Usually it's always the parent's fault if the child is under 16, sometimes 18 or 20 even. Usually it's the parent's sin. But sometimes you'll see a child when they get over 14 or 15 or 16. Sometimes you'll begin to see it's their sin that brings these things upon themselves. But there's always sin involved when you see sickness and things come upon people. So anyway, I got them to repent of all their sins. After they repented of their sins, we prayed the prayer of faith for them. I told them, I said, now, first thing we got to do is we got to come to God on behalf of his word. I said, Jeremiah 1:12 says the Lord watches over his word to perform his word. Jeremiah 1:12. So the Lord watches over his word. He's ready to perform his word. So I said, we're going to take his word, and I said, we're going to use one of the keys to the kingdom, which is Matthew 18:19. And I said, we're going to pray. And the Lord says in Matthew 18:19, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about what?
Anything
you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. Is that what he said? That's pretty good. That's pretty good key. You need to hide that key. You need to keep that key where you can always get to it. Maybe keep it in a little package on your shirt pocket or in your purse or somewhere, but make sure you know that key until you got that key down and got it honed down and you know it and you can quote it out and you don't need it. It's a wonderful key to have.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Fatal Flaw of Sin, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.